Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, but I think we're on pause until 2025. And Saturdays, you're here, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley.
Speak.
What? Hang on a second. Let's get that straight. It's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
Thank you. The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
And we're back. You know why. Because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat. Neck, beard, and mouth-breathing trolls!
They don't have adrenaline in their soul!
Just 4 days before Christmas. Actually, five, I guess. No, it's four. It's the 21st. And Hanukkah. And I hope that you got your shopping done. In wrestling this week, we don't have an embarrassment of gifts, but not exactly coal in our stockings either. Ring of Honor Final Battle. Thought it was a good show. Some fun stuff. SmackDown was recorded. Rampage, good show. Not quite as good as the past 2 weeks, but still. Watchable. And then The Rock getting roasted today like chestnuts on an open fire for his post on X. Maybe rightfully so. Plus, kids, gather around the fireplace in your coziest pajamas, preferably with feet in them, as your Uncle Jim is going to read his annual tradition the night before this is about wrestling in 2024. So the book I'll be reading, I'll open it up today, read you a story, a lovely poem, if I say so myself. 'Twas the night before Griftmas. So stand by. We've got a lot of stuff. Plus, we'll see if we can get into some things about Dom Mysterio, WWE, and more. But if we have time, stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live Saturday. And I thought real quick, last week, Saturday night's main event, a lot of fun, a lot of nostalgia. Could not have been happier for Animotion, whose song Obsession was all over the show. Lyrics and everything. I texted Bill Wadhams. I hope he watched it or recorded it. So good for them. And I appreciate, by the way, all the positive response from last week's show about Tony Storm. I watched ROH Final Battle from the Hammerstein Ballroom. I thought it was a fine show. A lot of people in the chat did not think it was particularly good. And I'll read some of those comments coming up here. But in the main event, kind of a surprise, Athena defeated Billy Starks again. Okay, that's fine. But we've got to be done with this now. This has drug on for too long. Billy cannot get back together. No more Minion. She's got to go do her own thing. I don't know. When it became clear that Jericho and Cardona were going on second to last, and Athena and Billy were going on last, I thought the results were very apparent, but obviously not. Athena pinned Billy. Long match. It was good. Thought the first one, a final battle, a little better. But this was completely an enjoyable matchup. Chris Jericho's entrance, hilarious. Frank Sinatra's New York, New York played. Obviously, Tony Khan wanted to get his money's worth because they played the whole song. They even had showgirls doing high kicks. They didn't look like the Rockettes. They looked like Las Vegas showgirls. Was that part of the whole King of New York thing? I think. Maybe? I don't know. Yeah, in the comments, Mel says they want Athena in Tokyo Dome. Well, I thought maybe she'd lose to Billy and then maybe go on to win Tokyo Dome. But that obviously did not happen. Now, Cardona and Jericho, a lot of people thought it was the worst match. Crowd chanted, please retire. And it was, I don't know. I don't know what more you could expect. It was almost exactly what I expected. It was fine. Jericho won thanks to outside interference from Big Bill, Brian Keith. After the match, Bill and Brian beating up Cardona. Banditos music hit. Not much reaction for Bandito. He comes out, gives Jericho a drop kick off the top rope. I had to rewind this to see what happened. And from what I saw, it looked like Bandito didn't tuck his head and kind of hit his head on the canvas and stayed down for a few seconds, then took a few moments to shake it off. It kind of hurt his momentum and any excitement. And he then dispensed of Jericho, Bill, and Keith, but because of seemingly hitting his head, it wasn't as dynamic as it could have been. But it's Ring of Honor. It'll be fine. I hope he's okay. Certainly looks like Bandito, as long as he doesn't have a concussion or anything, is Jericho's next challenger. Someone in the chat says they were at the pay-per-view. Fans died out by the Jericho Cardona match. Someone says they got tickets through Gary Silkin, and apparently Gary was not invited. So that's too bad. So, I don't know what's going on there. I can't tell you. I wish I knew, but I can't say. I don't know. So we shall maybe find out later. Match of the night. Commander won the 6-way survival of the fittest to become the new Ring of Honor TV champion. Now, I had a feeling, but, you know, you can never be sure. It's Commander, after all. I've had feelings with Commander before. Okay, that sounded a little weird. I had feelings he'd win sometimes in the past, and he doesn't. It was Brian Cage, Blake Christian, Air Fox, also Willie Mack, who was wearing gear either for Christmas or TGI Fridays. Actually, my wife came into the room and said he looked like TGI Fridays. And then I couldn't unsee it. It was candy cane striped. Anyway, also Mark Davis. And you know, I got to say, since Mark Davis has been back, I've been amazed by his ability to always be in the right position. Up, down, halfway up. He's always there. His timing is great for his size and his body type. He cost Brian Cage the title, which will play into the feud with the Don Callis family. I also thought Blake Christian, who was second to last in the match, did a great job of getting the crowd ready for Commander's win. I thought everybody was great here. You know, and I don't know how many shows I've heard it said, oh, why Commander? It's like saying Rampage. You know what I forgot to do? I need to get the soundbite of the Iron Sheik going, huck, for these things. Next week, I'll do that. Anyway, everybody, oh, why Commander in the Continental Classic? What did I say? It's a great spotlight for him. And it has been. And I think it's apparent Tony Khan rewards loyalty. And they did here with Commander. Somebody says in the chat, not a fan, Brian Cage losing the title. He's the biggest guy in the roster. He should be world champion. I think Brian Cage is great. He moves really well for a guy of his size and his build. And he is very unselfish. Again, for a guy of his size and his build. I'm a big fan of Brian Cage. Someone also asking today if I think Commander will be the spoiler and beat Claudio on the Christmas Dynamite on Wednesday. It's entirely possible. Somebody else has an opinion of Match of the Night. We'll get there in time. Anyway, Sons of Texas, Dustin Rhodes, Sammy Guevara, I thought in a surprise, beat the Righteous. Double bull rope match, an exciting match, fun brawl. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I expected the Righteous to win, but Rhodes and Guevara won. They stayed in the ring for a while. I expected maybe a new challenger, somebody to jump them, but that did not happen. You know, and I like Sammy Guevara. I've never had a problem with him, but It never occurred to me until he wore the jeans and cut-off t-shirt in a few matches with Dustin how much tougher and badass he looks in the bunkhouse gear. If I'm Sammy, I would switch to that gear. I never thought, oh, he looks like a wimp, or he looks too, you know, metro or whatever, in too fancy, too pretty, in his old gear. Never occurred to me. But when I saw him in bunkhouse gear, I was like, that's the missing piece. Needs to look a little tougher. It was probably the pop of the night. Somebody in chat thinks this was the match of the night. Nigel McGuinness returned to action, challenging Lee Moriarty for the pure title. Championship McGuinness held for 355 days. Moriarty made Nigel tap with the crossface using the ropes for leverage. You know, I don't think you can expect Nigel to win or return full-time to active competition, but to have him back at All In London, then at Final Battle, some of the feel-good stories of the year. I thought, I mean, geez, to come back to these things, to come back in such great shape, what a pro. TV champion Red Velvet beat Layla Hirsch after hitting her with a wrench. Red Velvet, I guess, is full on heel now. Hey, we'll wrap up Final Battle. Come back with some more stuff. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. And coming up in a few minutes on the show.
You're a scammer, Mr. Grift.
Yes, indeed. It's the annual reading of the night before this year it's the night before Griftmas. Stand by. Oh, by the way, if you're on YouTube right now, look who's here. It's Sherman, my cat Sherman, Mr. Handsome. Look at him. Look how handsome he is. Such a good boy. Look at that sweet boy. Oh, you know, I don't have much time. I really shouldn't be doing this. All right, buddy, there you go. He doesn't like to be on camera. All right, buddy, there you go. Anyway, that's my sweet boy, Sherman. Merry Christmas to everyone watching on YouTube. Anyway, final battle. In honor, again, of the Jay Lethal QT Marshall match. I'm wearing my Randy Savage cream of the crop holiday. I guess it's a sweatshirt. It's made out of polyester. It feels like crap, but it looks pretty good. And also I got my Randy Savage Slim Jim counter display. Someone gave that to me this year. I've always wanted one, but these things are expensive. So I never wanted to pay for one, at least not the prices they offer. So anyway. Oh, well. All right, let's get back to the show. Jay Lethal returned last night. This time, for the first time ever in a Tony Khan promotion, he returned as Black Machismo. And I believe they have a Black Machismo action figure coming out. But the cherry on top was Karen Jarrett, dressed up like Sensational Queen Sherry. Chef's kiss. Karen Jarrett has always been a natural performer. Well, Lethal beat QT Marshall, who was wearing Randy Savage inspired tights from his NWO days, only they said Marshall Madness on them. He was like 1989 Savage versus 1998 Savage. And fair enough, the 89 Savage won. And Jeff Jarrett made a surprise appearance, rescuing his wife from Aaron Solo, who's ringside to help QT Marshall. Jarrett gave Solo the guitar shot. Now appearing in Ring of Honor, Jarrett has now appeared in every wrestling promotion that has ever existed. It's like Nicolas Cage in movies. Also last night, Danhausen returned. He climbed out from under the ring and kept Mason at bay as his partner Mansoor lost a very good opener to Atlantis Jr. No disrespect to Atlantis Jr. I thought Mansoor was a star here. Give Mansoor his flowers. I mean, he was carried to great matches in Saudi Arabia very early in his career to become a solid wrestler with great comedic timing and instincts. And not to mention, he's always had poise and been a good talker. I mean, to not just develop, but having to develop most of his career under a spotlight, that's pretty impressive. You know, you get cut from WWE. I bet a lot of people wouldn't expect Mansoor and Mason to work again, but they did. And then Shibata beat Tom Billington. Excellent match. Got to be a thrill for Tom Billington to be in the ring with Shibata. And even Ian Riccoboni made mention that probably Shibata's father called some of Tom Billington's matches as a referee. Pre-show, Hinoko beat Holler Harley Cameron. Undisputed Kingdom beat the Infantry. And Grizzled Young Vets beat Dark Order after John Silva came back from his injury. And then Gates of Agony beat Lee Johnson and EJ Nuka and Nuka. And, you know, Caprice Coleman on commentary, color commentary, is always good. But I thought he was exceptional on this final battle. Thought it was an entertaining show. Let's see here. Some comments on final battle. Let's see here. Alex from the UK says, for me, final battle card was a blend of top tier matches and bottom rank matches. Nothing for me that was mid tier either. Really good or really poor. Someone else asked, was that Neil Pruitt's voice doing the QT Marshall theme? You know, it might have been. I should find out about that. Someone else said, I thought Nigel's promo was awesome. The audience had a lot of fun. I mean, the audience went insane for him. Someone else said, I like the Sons of Texas and Dustin Two Belts. The man, what a legend. Someone said that Survival of the Fittest match was structured like the perfect Irish river dance. Everybody's placement was perfect throughout. Brian Cage outnumbered was the best way to protect him while losing. Yeah, I agree. And also, you know, with Mark Davis costing him the match, I think it made a lot of sense. Devon Williams in the chat says, all I want for Christmas is Mariah May. Talking about wrestling right now. Devon needs a cold shower. SmackDown, a lot of it had to do with the week before. It was fine, very much a standalone show. But I applaud WWE for giving people time off for the holidays. Rampage was good. Not as good as the past few weeks, but Takeshita and Brian Cage beat Powerhouse Hobbs and Mark Davis. Very good, hard-hitting match. Takeshita pinned Davis, blew Thunderbomb. And again, Mark Davis, in this match in particular, in position for everything, up, down, sideways. He was there to take everything. He's got great timing. Leo Rush, Action Andretti beat Goldie and Miles Hawkins. There was interaction with Top Flight and Private Party, teasing world title matches coming up. Willow pinned Harley Cameron, with the gut-wrench powerbomb. Penelope Ford, who backstage said she and Harley need to work together to improve their win-loss records, came out and attacked Willow after the match. Chris Statlander came out and the heels ran away. There's still tension between Chris and Willow, but backstage, Chris interrupted Willow's interview, said she wished her well at Dynasty. Main event, Continental Classic Gold League. Brody King beat Commander. A very, very good match. And then Collision tonight. And Collision is live. Check your listings. Maybe at a different time tonight. But looks like it's going to be another good Collision. Got some Continental Classic matches and everything. Also some interviews. Face-to-face, MJF and Adam Cole. Also an interview with Mercedes Moné. A lot of people finally praising Mercedes. Where have you people been? She's been very good for a very long time. Penelope Ford will take on Chris Statlander, kind of a tie-in to Rampage last night. Will Harley Cameron come out and help Penelope Ford? We shall see. Continental Classic matches. Mark Briscoe and Beast Mortos. Neither man can really afford to lose. That, given time, should be excellent. Daniel Garcia, Shelton Benjamin, given time, should be excellent. Will Ospreay and Ricochet. Do I hear an echo? Given time, should be excellent. And Darby versus Claudio, again, should be excellent. Somebody also said, I enjoy these every Saturday, but I thought for sure Samoa Joe was going to come out at the end of Final Battle. Yeah, he seems to be due back. We shall see. Someone says they also popped for the return of Danhausen last night. You know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I think Collision, and I think AEW in general, regardless of what the carnies say, has been a great show. I think, you know, I invariably enjoy AEW and the matches, and in particular, the pay-per-views, you know, and there are people who say, oh, all the matches are the same. I'm like, what? And invariably, those are the people not watching AEW. Those are the people listening to the Grifter podcasts. Ah, the Grifter podcast. We'll talk about them coming up.
You're a ripoff, Mr. Grift.
We'll get to those in a few minutes. We talk about 'twas the night before Griftmas. But I find the matches to be different depending on the wrestler, depending on the style. You can see a hard-hitting match, like that tag match with Takeshita on Rampage, or a high-flying match with Lio Rush and Action Andretti on Rampage. I find WWE to have a very patterned match, but that pattern is obviously very successful. Speaking of WWE, The Rock getting roasted like chestnuts on an open fire. Maybe deservedly so. We'll talk about that more coming up. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer.
Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, coming up. Get the cocoa ready. Put on your comfiest pajamas. Gather around the fireplace. In a few minutes, we shall read, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. You know, I've said it before, and I will say it again. Hey, let's not walk on the computer there, buddy. My cat Sherman is wandering around. And if you have a cat, you know, sometimes they walk on computers and somehow their paws hit a combination of buttons that never get fixed again. Do they? I've had that happen. You're a good boy, though. Look, I'll show you, he's right here. He's sitting right there. There's Sherman. Dear Sherman. There he is. Hey, buddy. So he's here doing the show. So look at that. You're getting double your money. Usually I fly solo, but today I have a partner. Anyway, I've said it before, and I've said it again. I think The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, the greatest of all time. He's got the numbers to back it up, the great matches to back it up. Some people say, oh, he didn't do it for long enough. Do you penalize a kid who was 13 but sped run through college and became a doctor? Oh, no. You got to wait till you're 28. No. The fact that he sped ran it. I don't know. Anyway, the fact that he did it so quickly is not held against him in my book. I think that's a credit. But regardless of my feelings, I got to call it like I see it. He's getting roasted on social media, and rightfully so. Here's his latest post on X Twitter. Our little Christmas movie, Red One, shattered a viewing record for Amazon Prime Video with 50 million viewers this past weekend. Red One has had a long shelf life with multiple verticals. Kudos to our Amazon partners for their strategic win that's just getting started. What has happened to The Rock? He used to be so good and would say everything perfectly. Every time he opened his mouth, he would nail it. He knew when to play humble. He had great comedic timing. He was self-deprecating. And that, I'm sad to say, is gone. And look, I understand. When you've had nothing but success for 25 years and made billions of dollars at the box office for movie studios, I get it. You know, you've probably had a little success in your life. And at times, it's gone to your head. I certainly have too. And I get it. To have that kind of success, of course, but still, do that at your house. Do that at parties. Don't do it publicly. And people are roasting Dwayne. Here's just a couple of responses to that post. Someone writes, Dwayne is a unique mix of all-time disingenuousness and delusion. Not promoting the movie or what it's about, just business in this tweet. Long shelf life. Most underdog movies don't cost $250 million. That's a recurring theme we find here. Someone else writes, oh, I'm glad to see this $250 million budget indie film do so well. Hopefully the Picture House, Amazon Entertainment, will go on to produce some big budget movies in the near future. Isn't cinema so exciting? Someone writes, this is a press release your agent sends to studios, not a tweet your fans can read. Someone wrote, bro, I've walked out of theaters due to lack of verticals. Someone else, oh, you're a fan of verticals. Cite five of them. You know, that's what comes to mind when I watch It's a Wonderful Life. It's a really good one. This person's obviously a wrestling fan. Can you smell what the algorithm is cooking? And the Oscar for Best Vertical goes to our little $250 million Christmas movie, for which I was paid a personal record sum of $50 million. Love that he's trying to paint the movie as an underdog. What vertical is showing up to the set on time? Christmas Vacation, verticals up the wazoo. But does this Christmas movie have the best move set? Love when The Rock says, our little movie, and the budget is half the market cap of the studio. And this one, I think, sums it up perfectly. Wrestler who shot to mainstream fame on his ability to connect with his audience now speaks like a corporate robot. And that's just it. He needs to get back to his roots, you know? And also, I mean, so much of his career has been patterned after Arnold. And that's fine. Copy the best. The smartest people do that. But, you know, be gracious like Arnold. And, you know, Arnold is, you know, The Rock is now become a veteran. He's 50-something now. You know, he's not the kid's movie star. And, you know, it's time to be, again, kind of switch into that role like Arnold, in my opinion. And look, I'm not thrilled with this. Like I said, I think Rock's the greatest. But it just makes me sad. Someone writes, every time a bell rings, The Rock tweets a shill post. Ain't that the truth? Anyway, kids.
You're a jackass, Mr. Grift.
It's time to gather around the fireplace. Warm up the cocoa. As your Uncle Jim is going to read you a Christmas tradition. 2024 has been a great year for wrestling. WWE, banger business. AEW has been good for being the challenger. Their pay-per-view is consistently excellent. And they signed that huge multi-million dollar deal. TNA has seen an upsurge. New Japan has been hitting its stride with this young group of lions. Even Old Japan has had a pretty good year with the Saito brothers, Yuma Anzai, and Harry Smith. And even with all the good news that surrounded wrestling this year, unfortunately, I see this year as the year of the grifter.
You can bite me, Mr. Grift.
Yes, indeed. On podcasts and social media, people are intentionally, often unfairly, criticizing strictly for attention and clicks. So in this spirit, I give you my holiday reading. 'Twas the night before Griftmas. 'Twas the year of the Griftmas. And all through the sport, carnies were jockeying to make money of all sorts. People who haven't been relevant in nearly three decades on their podcasts. They hawk mattresses, crotch pills, razor blades. Oh, they hate Dave Meltzer, AEW, and Tony Khan. Each week, they nitpick, complaining how everything is wrong. Tiny Khan, he can't book. To Levesque, he must kneel. All the while, ignoring or lying about AEW's multi-million dollar deal. What do they want, these unethical slobs? For AEW to go under? For wrestlers, others in the industry, to lose their jobs? Even during the holiday season, it's still a short shrift. Don't call them a Grinch. It's more like the grift.
You can bite me, Mr. Grift.
WWE can do no wrong. Everything else sucks. All the while, rage baiting, hoping for attention and big bucks. Old heads who don't watch modern wrestling adore them. My advice for the rest of us for a blissful 2025, simply ignore them. Wrestling is our passion. It's supposed to be fun. I say Merry Christmas to all. And to all promotions, a good run.
You're a scammer, Mr. Grift.
And that's just kind of the way it is in 2024. People do it for rage bait and for clicks. And look, I'm not saying there aren't criticisms. I've had criticisms. But like, you watch a show and it's very good. And that night, people are like, oh, this was a great show. I loved this and this and this. And then the next day, the grift comes out. And suddenly, everything is bad and wrong with said show or pay-per-view.
You're a ripoff, Mr. Grift.
Every company is allowed to be criticized. I agree. However, it seems that the grift is just to criticize one company because they're afraid to criticize the others. How many of those grifters criticized Vince McMahon harshly? And that's the funny part. Whenever people go, oh, Jim, you're a shill. You just do AEW. You're an AEW shill. And they always are mad at me for things I say about WWE. And I go, what's my criticism of WWE? And they never respond because they know what it is. They know I'm complimentary of talent, but I've been critical of Vince and I have very fair questions. Very fair questions about some members of management, about what they knew and when. But again, I've been very complimentary of talent. But these grifters, they don't bite the hand because they know they'll be out in the cold. They'll be John Pollocked. They won't be invited to pressers. They won't get complimentary tickets. They won't bite the hand that feeds them. I'll bite any's hand, and I have, and I will. And that is what the grift is all about.
You're a jackass, Mr. Grift. You can bite me, Mr. Grift.
And again, just enjoy wrestling. Ignore these people. They're doing it for clicks. They're doing it to get you riled up. Maybe they mean it, maybe they don't, but they've seen others follow that successful pattern, and that's what they do. Make up your own mind. Make up your own opinion. What you like, what you don't. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Pally, it is Wrestling Observer Live. I want to thank Sherman, my cat, for joining us today. What a special Christmas treat. Or Hanukkah. I'm not sure. My wife's Jewish. So maybe with a name like Sherman, maybe he's Jewish. I don't know. What are you, Sherman? Maybe he's just non-denominational. Who knows? Either way, I think that's the first time, or maybe second time he's been on the show. He doesn't come on camera very often. Final Battle was very good, by the way, asking in the chat. Anyway, want to let you know, by the end of the year, beginning, you know, somewhere on the 1st, I'll be leaving Twitter. I just don't want to be a part of it. Find me on Blue Sky at jimvalley.bsky.social. Find me there. That's where I'm going to be. And after the 1st of the year, someone takes over my name. It is not me. It's someone else, maybe. Someone else named Jim Valley. Or maybe it's somebody, you know, posting inappropriate things. I guess that's been an issue on X lately, that people deactivate their handles and then bots take them over and post inappropriate things. So just know that's not me after January 1st. I hope you have a very happy holiday, no matter what you celebrate. Don't forget, Collision is live at a special time tonight. Check your guide, your local listings. Should be a very good show. Hammerstein was electric for the most part last night. I expect it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Did I say that? This is going to be my final year. I don't think I meant calendar year. I think I meant, year. Like, I'm 55 now. I think that's what I meant. That's, I believe, what I meant. Anyway, so yeah, no, not last show just yet. Believe me, I will let you know when that happens. Answering questions in the chat. Anyway, have a great weekend. Happy holidays. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.